When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
To Monday, welcome to a new week here on Lori and Julia on My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment. We're streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. We're also on the My Talk app. Here we are. A nice summer day.
Summer's back a little bit. Yay! The sunshine came back yesterday. Boy, missed it. Hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone. Hi. Did anyone have a weekend claim to fame they'd love to just, they're bursting out of their skin to share with?
I would like you to give us one because I'm sure you have one.
I really don't. I drove up to Duluth on Friday after the show and it looked like it was going to rain. And I thought I better swing by my house and pick up a raincoat because then if I bring a raincoat and an umbrella, it won't rain.
True.
And that, in fact, happened.
It didn't rain.
It just rained at night. So, but I will say this. I don't know what kind of a claim to fame this is, but that felt like the longest drive because I haven't driven in the dark in several months, you know.
Well, quite, yes.
And my dad lives way up past like by Duluth. Island yeah. Lake, not past Duluth, but you know, he's by Island Lake. So he's out in the quote unquote country. And I mean, I'm always thinking about the deer that are bounding around, but I was just like, when am I going to get there? I just haven't driven in pitch black. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, am I getting old? What is going on that I'm having so much trouble? Yeah. God,
here's me. Yeah. Yes, I'll just answer it.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it is scary with the deers at the twilight time. And then
I just hadn't been driving in the pitch black because whenever Casey and I, if we do go out at night, I mean, he is the driver.
Drives. And I'm such a kept woman.
I'm such a kept woman. But I mean, I just kept driving. And you're on all these country roads, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to stop at my girlfriend's who lives by my dad and have a cocktail with her before I make the last 1 mile to my dad's.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So that was it. I just, you know, saw some friends and, you know, sat on a lot of porches.
That's what people do.
Yep.
That's what people do these days. I really have nothing to update except for I put the third coat of paint on some doors in my house, and I hate painting more than anything.
Okay, but how about your U.S. Open? That was good and dramatic.
Oh, yes. Listen, it was, well, okay, first of all, and I taped for an hour longer and was cut off.
I did that with Love Island last night because of football.
Oh, yeah, because football ran late. Right. All right, so both of Naomi Osaka, who won the women's, she came back. She lost the first set. And then Dominic Thiem lost the first two sets and came back. It was
really exciting.
I watched it again this morning, the end of it, because I kept trying to tape it to get the end, and I couldn't find anyone that had it on the end, so I taped it overnight again.
Yeah, that's what my brother said. Even without the fans, he said it was a very exciting U.S. Open.
It was great. And they really just go hard. They go so hard. It's fun. It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it. And the friendship between the two guys.
Yes.
They're really good friends. And one was so bummed that the other one didn't win because the younger one wanted to win for his family, Alexander Zverev.
Zverev?
Yes. It's the very first time that the men's championship, a man has won a championship that was so young, Dominic Thiem, because it's been controlled
by Djokovic. Yeah.
That's so exciting. It was fun. Yeah. How about Holly, what about you?
Yeah, just a lot of sitting outside on the porch. But I did hang out with my family. Like, I did get to see. It was like, oh, yeah.
Yay, them.
I remember you people. Wow, it's nice to see you. So, but it is one of those things. Going to go sit on this porch.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go and we're going to sit on this other porch. And then we're going to sit around and sit on this other porch on the other side of town. But you know what? It's just, it's what we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And totally just got to be okay with it.
Yeah. No kidding.
No kidding. The Vikings stuck.
Oh, I know.
Oh, they stunk.
Oh,
my dad stunk. And I watched a little bit of the game. Painful. And he just said, Casey's not too happy right now.
No, it's painful.
Oh. Yeah.
It's just pain.
Oh.
Painful, painful, painful. I really watched it with no audio then. He said, I'm just going to keep painting. Yeah. And
did the player say anything about how weird it was or not weird or to not have fans
there? I didn't read anything, watch anything, or do anything. I just thought, wow.
Yeah.
That's enough for me.
What are the expectations for performance of the Minnesota Vikings this year?
Well, we always hope for, you know, a Super Bowl. And my children even said, even though it's a year of COVID, they'd still take a Super Bowl this year. Because never had one.
Yeah.
A win. So, I don't know. I think we're...
Casey was very dejected when I came home last night.
Listen,
I think he was expecting the worst.
It was the Green Bay Packers, of course. So,
the score didn't look that bad.
Lori, what was it? 46 to...
34?
Oh, Lori.
That's not terrible. Bad. That's like, it would be bad if it was like 8.
46, first of all, is a basketball score. It is not a football score.
43,
whatever. To 34, in the 40s.
It's only 9 points. Touchdown and a field goal.
We were lucky Green Bay dropped quite a few passes because it would have been way higher.
Yeah.
It was just, it was ugly.
Yeah.
My kids sent me the little poop emoji. No. That's how they felt about it.
No.
Yeah.
So, no discussions.
How about the YouTube guy who went and he set up a camera across from Nancy Pelosi's driveway and took a big dump in her yard and posted it?
Oh, I don't even know.
The live stream.
No, the live stream.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you. No,
that is
not a peak 2020 headline.
It is so gross. Oh my gosh.
Well, he was eventually caught by BART, Bay Area Rapid Transit. But that's like,
you go to someone's yard and poop?
In the driveway.
Oh, that's
and squatting in all your glory.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, who
so was someone filming him or did he have a selfie stick?
No, he put up a tripod on the other side of the street.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. That takes some cojones though. Seriously.
Here's the thing about
so gross.
Doing it on command. In public is just a talent. I say talent in quote loose quotes that I just like. I cannot even imagine because so many of us are shy.
Yeah,
oh, I can't even pee.
Who would hire this guy ever?
Well, nobody. That's why he's doing it now. You're giving him an idea. That's why he's doing it on his YouTube live stream, Lori, because nobody's hiring this guy.
Oh, my.
I didn't even know about that.
I was just like, okay, that is a peak 2020 headline, as is across the pond. The Brits have a paint company like we have Pantone. Their version of Pantone is called Deluxe, D-U-L-U-X.
Yes.
And their 2021 color of the year is something called Brave Ground, which is brown and earthy in tone. Mm-hmm. Now, that just seems to be giving in by going with that color.
You think so? I love it, Lori. It seems to be giving in. I thought it was going to have a COVID name or something.
Brave Ground is basically the color of earth. Yeah, I'm going to get right
brown
on that.
Brown has not been in vogue, though. I'm just going to give them some forward-thinking thought here. Brown is a paint color, has not been in vogue since the 70s, Lori.
For good reason,
okay,
Julia.
But I'm saying if you could complement that with a rust and maybe a golden, you know, straw. Wow, you have 1972 remade.
Avocado.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Avocado compliments.
Anyway, you've been warned. We'll be right back with our story we can't get enough of. Well, that is a great song to be playing.
Living in a loca.
All right, especially for this next story, because a strange thing happened on Saturday, which really made a lot of people happy, even though, I was kind of dying for the guy. Chris Evans was doing an Instagram live session playing that game Heads Up.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. We you play know? It all the time.
Yeah.
Where you put it's charades on your phone.
Yes. Yep.
And it's an Ellen DeGeneres program, actually.
Yes, it is. And what happened, Julia, and I don't know if you noticed this, but I hate it. But, you know, sometimes, like, if you're on Facebook or you're on Instagram, all of a sudden your gallery of photos will show up and you're like, I don't want any of these to post. But they'll just kind of pop up. Maybe you're just moving around. So that's, like, what was happening with him, his gallery of photos. And so we saw, like, a row.
Okay.
Maybe 9 pictures.
Okay.
Did you look at it?
No.
Did you see this?
No.
Well, Julia, there was a photo. Well, first of all, there was a meme of Chris's face with a photo of him saying that said, "Guard that kitty," but use a different word.
Okay.
Which he saved for some reason. And in addition to that, there was a photo, a close up photo of a nice big healthy dong.
Stop. Stop.
And no one knows if it was Chris's or not, but to that I ask, why would you save a photo of somebody else's lobster roll? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the WhatsApp app automatically saves every photo to your roll.
Yes.
So any boobs in her phones that are girlfriends or anyone
else's. Well, that's Chrissy Teigen.
But she's kind of saying how this works.
Yeah, but it does that for any of those. If you're like doing something fast on Facebook or Instagram, your photos you can have access to them and you can see how this could happen. Okay, so
this is why I don't do Facebook.
Okay, well, he wasn't on Facebook, Joya. So I just think that it was Chris's lobster roll, because I just can't picture why he would save, you know, because he might have sent, maybe he sent it to Lily James. They are dating and they're long distance.
And everyone wants that picture, right?
Not really. But anyway, it did make everybody Saturday. I felt bad for him because he's talked before about his anxieties. And I thought, what would make you more anxious than... And he deleted it, but there were already screen grabs.
It's the internet.
And Holly and Hannah both thought of me right away, so they notified me right away.
Because I didn't even hear about this till like
this
right
is
now.
On Saturday.
Well, Hannah told me, and then Hannah, our social media manager, said that she told you.
Oh, yeah, because she knew. So no one really cared that about Chris guarding the kitty, but people were too concerned. They were very concerned, and they flooded Chris Evans' account to share wholesome content about Chris, his dog Dodger.
Oh, funny.
They were trying to shift the conversation.
Okay, funny.
Cameron
funny.
Hall is talking to Chris Evans tomorrow on her show, but it's probably already... Taped, or maybe they're doing it Zoom, so I don't know if she'll get to ask him about it, but the whole thing was an accident, and Chris, his fans rushed to defend him, and of course his image won't take any kind of a hit, and he hasn't said one word about it, which is what his PR person is telling him. Now, his brother did, and friends are joking about it. Scott Evans tweeted yesterday, was off social media yesterday, so... What did I miss?
Yeah, funny.
And then, of course, Chrissy Teigen, she can never resist jumping in on anything. She's pregnant and with even more time on her hand, apparently. And so she did something about boobs on her thing. And
That would be embarrassing if you accidentally...
But it was such a funny... People were really working overtime. Sending the sweetest thing.
Trying to cover for him.
About.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
I, of course, had to do just a couple of deep. I had to see the photo.
Well, of course.
You know, it was hard. It wasn't hard to find, no pun intended, but I had to see it with my own eyes.
I'm so shocked and surprised by this.
Julia.
I know you, Lori. Yeah. I don't even.
It was a strong and sturdy lobster roll.
This is also a user warning.
Yeah, that's true.
Because if this happens to him, it can happen to anybody.
Yeah.
You really need to be careful before you hit.
All your social media, they all say, do allow access to your camera to this app? And almost everybody says yes. Okay, and so that way, if you are posting, you are able to, supposedly it's for the user's ease.
Sure.
You know?
Yes.
But There's
a couple times it could be very inconvenient.
That's right. So, yeah. And I always, just think that people just kind of don't really realize that. That app has access to all your photos
like
on your phone. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
So I thought it was just in your photo roll.
Anything that's on in your gallery.
And yeah. I think with the thing with Chris Pine is that he was taking a lot. Chris Evans is that he was taking
if it would be Chris Pine. Oh my God. Well, I'd really lose my mind.
Really. I think with him, he was taking on your iPhone, you can record what's happening on your screen in real time.
Yeah.
And so then he was going through things and he went back to his camera roll and then his lobster roll and it was being live streamed.
It's like asking your IT department to fix your personal laptop when you have bad pics on it.
Yeah.
That's happened to me before.
And I don't feel like anyone was giving Chris Evans anything like particularly negative.
No,
it was just
not
like, it was like, oh.
They were at Mark Ruffalo. He was like,
it was just a funny.
Everyone
laugh.
Yeah, he was like, bro.
Thanks for sharing.
No, while Trump is in office, there's nothing you could do to possibly embarrass yourself. Hashtag silver linings. Because they're also in the Avengers together. And anyway, it was really funny. But then I did think, I thought, wow, I wonder, would fans have the same reaction if it was a woman who accidentally leaked the photos? Because I always feel like women get shamed and men, you know what I mean?
I don't know.
That was just my one thing. I just thought, well, I guess it would depend on, you know, who it was. But because he has let it be known that he has anxiety and he knows he's not the hottest Chris.
Yeah.
He knows he's a bronze Chris.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's Chris Pine, Chris Hemsworth, then Chris Evans.
Totally, 100%.
Holly, are you in that same order?
I think so.
Pine, Hemsworth,
100%.
Evans. But there's something very charming about
Chris Evans,
and he is on social media, and he does interact with fans, and he does like a lot of nice
fun things
because of the adventure. I think that's one of the thing, and I don't know if they have to do this, but anyone that's in the Marvel or these universes where there's superheroes, at least some of them really seem to go out of their way to, like Johnny Depp did with his Captain Jack, with kids and like using their image for good.
Totally.
So anyway, he's not going to say a thing. I bet Tamron Hall doesn't ask him about it tomorrow, but we'll be watching because there's your alert. Chris Evans is on with Cameron. All right, we'll be right back.
We have our guest, Kyle
Mills. Kyle Mills is with us. The new book that comes out tomorrow, I believe, is Total Power. It's by Vince Flynn and Kyle Mills. And Kyle, tomorrow night, you're going to be hosting a special event, a virtual event at Once Upon a Crime, which is a great local mystery bookstore, and you're going to be hosting that with Tim Flynn, who's Vince's brother and also a Minneapolis SWAT commander. So if people want more information about that, go to Once Upon a Crime and get in on that, because that'll be cool. So Kyle, thank you for calling us back. Can you give us the setup on the new book?
Yeah, this is one. This is about an attack on the U.S. power grid, and it's something I've been thinking about for years since I wrote a book called Darkness Falls, and I've always wanted to explore this. So this is about the power going out in the United States and Mitch Rapp trying to find who did it and figure out how to get it back on.
Okay, you're not giving anybody any ideas, are you?
I hope not. No, okay. I definitely, and I talk about this at the beginning of the book, how I fictionalized everything.
Yeah, okay,
good. Because your last book was kind of about a COVID-type virus.
Yeah, it was exactly about that. It was about a bat-borne coronavirus that somebody tried to use as a weapon. So it was a little too prescient, I think.
Well, do you though? And I mean, because in this is the 19th Mitch Rapp novel, and you do a lot of research, and you know, I mean, like you're so good at writing these books. But one of the things is that, I mean, do you look for, I mean, because in the intelligence community, there is this thing where people are projecting and looking down the road at what could be possible things. And like the coronavirus, the scientists way back, we don't ever see them in mainstream media, but they've been worried about this for like 10 years.
Yeah, well, with the coronavirus, I mean, global pandemic is the number one threat to humanity. It's not, you know, if it's going to happen, it's when it's going to happen. About every 100 years we get hit. So hopefully we won't get a worse one, but that's something that we need to be absolutely 100% prepared for. And I think we probably fell short of that.
In the new one, so you're talking about the new book, you have Total Power. It's about the power grid going down.
I mean, just even saying that out loud makes me sick to my stomach.
Well, it does. It's a terrifying scenario, and it's honestly something that the United States hasn't put enough effort into, I think, to protecting the power grid. I mean, I would give up, based on my research, I mean, you're talking about, you know, if 9 substations, we have 55,000, what were attacked and destroyed, that could take out America's power for like a year. And in that year, they project that as many as 90% of the population would die. So, I mean, I'd give up an aircraft carrier to make sure that all that was secured.
Okay, you seriously are scaring us. All right, oh, if you're just joining us, we're talking with Kyle Mills, New York's best-selling author. The new book is Total Power. Reading the reviews, because we can't wait to read the book. We haven't got it yet.
But yeah, we'd love to read these books.
Oh, I love them.
Scare us.
And I hear
this
is one of your best ones yet, and it is a compelling page turner that people are loving.
Yeah, so far the feedback has been fantastic. We have an ambassador program where we send some books out to fans before it comes out, and people have loved it.
Do you think, Kyle, that, I mean, I have always, when it comes to like a series, when there's an iconic character such as a Mitch Rapp, you know, that you need to read the books in any order?
I don't think it's certainly necessary for this book. I mean, I've written all the books so that you have enough information to enjoy it.
Right.
Having said that, I mean, it's a fantastic series. I mean, what I hear from people a lot is, oh, I just picked one up.
Right.
And
that's what I'm saying.
I immediately went back and bought them all.
Mm-hmm.
They're so good. I can't wait to get the book, actually, after hearing about what it's about and reading the reviews. It just sounds amazing. How has it been for you, you know? So you're just starting on your book tour.
Yeah, my virtual book tour. Uh-huh. I'm just at home right
uh-huh.
now.
So are you going to be good at Zoom? Different. Or have you been doing it?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. I've been doing it a little bit, just like everybody. But it's kind of a whole new world out there. Usually I go and, you know, physically go to bookstores and there's a crowd and
right.
you interact. So it's going to be different.
Yeah, you have that energy. Here's my thing. I don't forget to put out like for each of your, this is just an idea, marketing idea for you is behind you, like just every day change, put out 3 books that you're reading so people can just see, you know, because people always want to know what authors are.
Your bookshelf.
What's on your bookshelf? And it's just a way, I don't know, it's just a thing. It's just my idea for
Kyle,
you.
And Kyle, that was free.
well, thank you.
So before we let you go, again, the event is tomorrow night, Once Upon a Crime. They're a local independent bookstore that does great things, great things. But they're your first virtual book signing, what I don't even know what we call it.
Yeah, it's
book
a virtual
launch.
Book launch. Yeah, because you can.
You're
going to
do it with Vince Flynn's brother, Tim Flynn, is going to be helping moderate it. So people can get in on that at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Just go check out Once Upon a Crime's website and how to sign up. Can you tell us what's the last great books that you've read, Kyle?
Yeah, I just read The Shadow of the Wind, which was fantastic. And right now I'm reading a book called The Murmur of the Bees, which is a really, really fun book, too.
All right. The Shadow of the Wind and The Murmur of the Bees.
See?
I love
it. So neither one is in my genre, though, I will tell you that.
Well, that's okay. All right.
But that's the kind of, I think, people like to read all kinds of different books. Tell me, before we let you go, Kyle, after we read this book, is there going to be a run on generators? Are we going to all go?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, everybody's going to build a bunker. I'm going to go into that. I'm going to buy stock in the bunker businesses.
Lori's wanted to buy.
I have
a
wanted to buy a generator.
The bird flu in 2004.
It's true, Kyle. I really would. When that happened, I seriously got very. That was a scary year. That bird flu. I had no idea. It was nothing, you know, compared to this.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, hopefully this is the last one in our lifetime.
Yeah.
Well, next time you're in town, hopefully you come in studio and we'd like to see you again. And congratulations. The book is Total Power, a Mitch Rapp novel by Vince Flynn and Kyle Mills. Thanks again, Kyle, and best of luck out in the Zoom world. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
All right. Listen, we come back. We'll be joined by Andre Leontali. Hey, everybody, thanks for hanging out with us. Oh, I don't know if I can read Kyle's book, to tell you the truth. I don't need to be any zombies, magical, you know, like that kind of stuff I can deal with. I can't deal with something that could actually happen that I've been worried about in the back of my mind ever since I read a New York Times story about the grid like 8 years ago.
Okay, good to know. But I'm going to read the book and I can't wait.
Yeah, no, go ahead. But it's just like... You know, I'm glad he fictionalized, because I always think, oh, we don't, you know, some of these people are good spy and crime writers. You always think, I wonder if they're giving any of the bad guys the bad ideas.
Well, of course, but I always think that, yeah. He already told us these things have been predicted out years and years and years.
The bad guys already have the ideas.
Yes, they do, Lori. Yeah. And he grew up in the intelligence. His dad was an FBI agent.
Yeah.
If you remember.
No, I know.
He has an interesting story. Actually, I'm excited to read that book. I mean, all the reviews are like, page-turner. Okay, a page-turner, too, which is The Chiffon Trenches, which neither of us have read yet.
I read it.
Oh, you did?
Oh, I read that. I got Andre Leontali's book. I got it from Chapter 2 Books.
Okay.
And I read it like maybe a month ago. I mean, I tweeted Andre Leontali. I was so... moved by his book, Julia. I honestly was moved. I gave it to Neil the Knitter, the flight attendant. He's got the book. And so because this is not his first. He has another book that he wrote. You know, Andre Leontali is like 75 years old.
Yes, he is.
And this is more specific fashion stories about Diana Vreeland and Andy Warhol and just, you know, things that Karl Lagerfeld, Anna Wintour, everything about him as it had to do with fashion and who he was, which his grandmother is the woman who loved him. His mother was one of these women who probably shouldn't have had kids, and she admitted to that, and they had a hard thing, but he loved fashion, how he went to school. I just gobbled that book up like a Sunday. It was everything I love: gossip, fashion, hitting you in the heartstrings as far as like the love of a grandmother. I don't know. I think that's a very relatable thing for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. You know, like we have one or two grandmas, or if you're lucky, you get one grandma at least, who just loves you up and thinks you can do no wrong.
I was the namesake.
Yes, it's it's a very touching thing. And then also, of course, and I think that might be maybe one of the reasons why he wanted to write this book, is that I think he had to take another look back at this time when we're finally acknowledging that Black Lives Matter, to really look back, now from his vantage point of what it was like to be the only black guy
person
that was in any kind of power, but yet he was in power at an arm's length, you know. And of course, in his younger years, you know, when he was Deanna Vreeland basically just loved him, mm-hmm. and she taught him everything.
She was from.
She was the editor of.
Was she Harper's Bazaar or which one?
Vogue, I think.
Yeah, she was.
Oh, she was Vogue. She always had the rouged cheek. But anyway, so, you know, he really had wanted to look at that about what it was like. But then he also had to acknowledge, you know, he went to the, I don't know if it was Parsons School of Design, but he had, like, basically got his degree in. You know, fashion design and mm-hmm. costuming. He was mm-hmm. super smart and he just gobbled it all up. And then Deanna. So looking back at through his older self and kind of being in awe of the young man that he was and what he learned and doors he kicked down that he didn't even realize he was kicking down.
Sure.
So it just really, if you like, you know, all that kind of stuff, it was really delightful.
It sounds lovely. And he was on Watch What Happens Live last night.
So happy.
With Ashley Darby, who I thought was delightful from the Potomac.
Yes.
She's a housewife from the Potomac, which I've never watched, but I thought darling. The combo was darling.
Very much so. So we just have a few little snacks from Andre Leon.
Okay.
Here's our first one where he's talking about meeting Elizabeth Taylor.
Did you ever meet Elizabeth Taylor?
Oh, yeah. Many times. One time at El Cipriani's house in the middle of the heat of the summer, she came for a Saturday night around 11:30. This is when she was dating that senator, Mr. Warner.
Yeah,
She walked in with a beautiful black caftan, and it was hot. So she went straight to the balcony, and I went on the balcony, and she sat down with one of the guests, and she came, by the way, with her Jack Daniels in her hand. She had a bottle of Jack Daniels whiskey in her hand. And the second time I met her was when I did a photo shoot with her for Vogue with Herb Ritts, the late Herb Ritts, in Los Angeles. The shoot was meant to start at 11 a.m. in the morning. Elizabeth Taylor arrived at 4:15 in the afternoon.
Details.
We constantly had these calls from her house. Miss Taylor has just gotten out of the hair sink. She's about to leave the house immediately. 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. We are sitting down for lunch at 4, Herb and I and his team. Good old fried chicken. Those are the days we ate fried chicken. I had a drumstick in my mouth. The doors to the studio opened. There was the great, glamorous Miss Taylor in a bottle green Chanel sweater. Gloria Vanderbilt jeans, like sausage casings, squeezed into that little thigh high.
I love the detail.
And she opened the door, and I had a drumstick in my mouth. And this is what she said. The doors open like Loretta Young. You remember the Loretta Young show?
No.
You have to look and scan the whole outfit. She didn't say good afternoon, everyone. I'm sorry I'm late. I feel like this is what she said. And she came over to the lunch table and she said, give me some of that fried chicken.
I feel like her. I love this, the detail.
This is how
in
he
that.
Writes, okay?
I just was dying watching
having
this.
Dinner at Elsa Peretti's. I mean, his detail, and he writes like that. He's a very conversational in his writing style, too. Do we have one more?
And yes. At that time in Liz Taylor's life, she struggled with her weight in drinking so big time.
Well, when we don't know what era this was.
I do when she was dating the senator because I just read the history on it. And
she was up and down.
She drank and ate nonstop.
Because she didn't like being
she was on the road and had to be in the back seat and wear beige. She hated everything.
Horrible.
Here he is talking about Madonna.
Oh, okay.
I walk in and she comes in and she looks at me and it's just two of us in the dressing room. You want a blowjob? And I had to just
Madonna
go chill. I went into like iceberg formation. Iceberg, because I'm representing Vogue, and I thought, and I said, oh, no, thank you. And then I thought about it, and maybe she was setting me up. She was setting me up, or she was really being serious, but I think she was setting me up to go like, oh, girl, what are you talking about?
Joking around on him, because anyway, and he's just like, he has a million stories. Because
he remembers them all.
Yeah. And also, you know, he was like, really, I said, Andy showed some photos
Andre
of him.
Andre Leontelli's who we're talking about.
Yeah. He was so tall. And his look was he didn't have a lot of money. And he'd wear Bermuda shorts, tall socks, a nice hat, and nice Oxford shoes. And he, like, people were, like, enchanted with him.
And he's so delicious. You can see why. Yeah. Because he's got charisma plus. Yeah, I mean, he that was really fun.
Anyway. All right. Well, we'll be back. Oh, my gosh. Did any of you guys watch Patti LaBelle?
A financial plan isn't just about money. It's about what matters most to you, like protecting your family, supporting your community, and building a legacy for future generations. At Northwestern Mutual, we start with a conversation about the life you want to live now and years from now. Whether you're paying down debt, saving for college, or planning for retirement, we have an eye on your bigger picture. Get access to our financial expertise at harlem.nm.com. The Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company, headquartered in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Whether it's Baker's Simple Truth Turkey or mac and cheese with Murray's English Cheddar or pie made with fresh Cosmic Crisp apples, there are many dishes we look forward to sharing during the holidays. And Baker's has all the fresh ingredients you need to turn today's holidays into tomorrow's memories. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Baker's, fresh for everyone.